You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Today is a Defeat Your Drama Day, and I heard from Matt from New York, who shared his current drama challenge, and I'll be providing him customized solutions on this episode. If you'd like me to share customized strategies for your drama situation, go to my website at defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then submit your question. You can either record it or type it in and shoot it off to me, and I'll provide you some customized solutions on a future episode. So Matt from New York wrote in and said, I work in a high-paced environment, and often our customers are very demanding. They can get really condescending and very loud. Often they are angry. Sometimes they even swear. My boss says that we can refuse to serve them if they get too out of hand. I have a tough time staying professional. I want to yell back. Sometimes I do, but my boss has said that's unacceptable. I get so mad. How can I respond without losing my job? Matt, thanks so much for writing in, and I'm so sorry to hear about your struggles. That's got to be tough. So let's get you some customized solutions. As always, in the Defeat Your Drama segments, I will provide solutions based on the information provided. I will obviously not have full details, so we'll provide customized strategies based on what you share. Always consider your own specific circumstances before taking any action. These are suggestions, not guarantees. All right, Matt. So the first step is don't take it personally. I know it's really hard. They're yelling at you or treating you like you aren't intelligent. It feels very personal, but just keep telling yourself they aren't angry at you, and that's really the truth. They're just frustrated at the situation. I'm really visual, so I say picture the negative energy of their anger passing around you rather than at you. You don't need to defend yourself. Try to hear past their method of communication, the louder condescending tone, and instead focus on their message. Look for the nuggets of information that will help you help them. What are they frustrated about? What do they need? And how can you help them? And if you go to my episode 31, you can learn more techniques about listening to message over the method. And again, just go to the defeatthedrama.com podcast site. All right, number two, maintain a healthy tone and body language. I know you already know this, but it bears repeating. Less than 10% of our communication is from the words we use. We actually convey most of what we think via our nonverbal cues like body language, tone of voice, volume, and speed of speaking. Anytime you're communicating with someone who's showing frustration or anger by elevating their voice or elevating the speed of conversation, the number one goal for you must be to keep your own tone level. Speak a little slower than normal and keep your volume quieter. If you raise your voice to match theirs, they'll just elevate their volume to win the volume wars, and it may also make them more aggressive and aggravated. So an angry person doesn't necessarily think to themselves, oh, they must be speaking louder because I was speaking louder. No, on the contrary, they generally decide that you're yelling at them and they forget to consider why that might be. So elevating your voice is a big no-no. So continue to smile and affirm that you are there to help. Remember that negativity is passing around you anyway. You're not having to defend yourself. You're just trying to listen for the nuggets of information. So while you're doing that, keep the pace of your speaking slow and volume low. Hopefully they will hear you and match your tone. Number three, be their hero. So let them vent. A listening ear will often go a long way, and then show them empathy first. Just a quick, I'm so sorry, and then you can move on. Acknowledge their frustration and assure them that you are there to help. Reiterate that you want to fully understand the issue so that you can find the best course of action to resolve the issue as quickly as possible. Restate what you hear them saying and ask if there's anything else you can do. Once you get a sense of the full picture, outline the steps you'll take to resolve the situation and make a commitment to follow through. Number four, if they don't quiet down and they are being, swearing, your boss has given you the okay to move on. So with respect, set healthy boundaries, and tell them, reiterate again that I really want to help you, but maybe you could, you know, take a little time to calm down. I understand the situation is very frustrating for you, but it's hard for me to hear what you need from me or how I can help you when you're speaking to me like that. So if you can just take a minute, take a couple deep breaths, and I'm happy to help you. So give that a try. And if they still can't, then as your boss has given you the license to do, you know, don't help them in the moment. All right, number 5, talk to your boss about the more global issue. What is causing all of this customer frustration? The fact that this happens often begs the question, why do you have so many angry customers? Ask your boss for permission to work on that as a team. You can lead the charge or ask your boss to head it up. As a team, create a list of main causes of customer frustration. You'll quickly see patterns, I'm sure. And then, you know, are you missing deadlines? Is quality not good? Is communication after a hiccup lacking? Are they waiting in line too long? What is going on? Figure out the main causes of customer anger and then engage in some simple process improvement as a team. So figure out a way to avoid all this anger. That's taking a lot of extra time, and unhappy customers are not good for business. In episode 13, I actually covered a very simple process improvement strategy that can be easily adopted. So, you know, the link will be in the show notes for this episode. So those are the quick strategies. I hope those help, Matt. And ultimately, I really hope that you guys engage in some simple process improvement so that you have less angry customers to deal with overall. So thanks for joining me today. I hope these tips have helped others as well. It is time to defeat the drama. I'm on a mission. Drama zaps energy and steals focus. So let's defeat the drama now.